Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
So how's the world of Laura and Healthy Communities this morning?
We are busy. Our contractors are coming to the new building next week, so we're finishing up all the work that we can do. Obviously, not-for-profit. We're doing as much of the work as ourselves as we can because there's very little money to stretch. So we're finishing things up fast and furious this week for the contractors to be in on Monday.
I know this was a big concern yesterday at the county council meeting. The immunizations for kids have shut down at the hospital for the time being. How close are you guys to having the full opportunity to get that done to help out with that situation?
We're hoping to be open by October 1st. I mean, that is our really strong goal. The contractors are going to work on the immunization area first. So even if we had to use a different door, we're doing what we can to try to get that immunization area open so that we can get kids in there and get them vaccinated. This timing has just not been great with everything going on with COVID and shutting the hospital, immunization clinic down, and the very limited space at the health department currently. So we're doing our best trying to make that the priority of the immunization clinic. So even if we can get that part up and running, they can come in a different door. They'll have to excuse our construction, but at least we'll be getting kids in here and getting them immunized.
Now, can parents take their and/or kids, can they go over to the testing area right now on Delphi Avenue and get some immunizations? Can they do that or not?
No, because that's an outside company that's doing the testing.
Okay,
so no, unfortunately, they cannot. They can call the health department and schedule appointments, but it's a very, like I said, limited space, so they only have so many people they can get in a day. So that's why we're trying to get this space up and open so they'll have more room and they can see more people at a higher volume every day.
On those vaccines, how long do they basically last? I mean, the ones that really need to have?
It depends. It depends on which vaccine and which age group. So
okay.
Different grade levels need different vaccinations. And a lot of those are boosters at this point. So the good news is most of those things that are boosters, they have a little built-in extra protection time.
Okay.
So for the booster things, a kid missing it for 3 months or something is usually not an issue. The thing is we want to get them in so they're in that window and they don't have to restart that vaccination series.
So we'll ask the interesting question. How do you think we're doing here as a county against the COVID? And I already know what the answer I think it's going to be to this.
Well, obviously our positivity rate is really high. We're at over 12% right now, and we definitely do not want to be there. I think, Tipton's a little higher than us, Tipton County, but other than that, we're the highest in our region for positivity rate, and we definitely need to settle in here and try to be a little more stringent like we were in the spring and get our numbers back down. And, that's hard with school restarting and, all of those things that happen in the fall. I really worry about where we're headed.
Have you heard of any threat or possibility that they're going to start turning things back and shutting some things down?
Well, I think it'll probably go as schools go, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, I think schools are the big test right now, and seeing how they do and with all their restrictions and, despite best efforts, if it continues to spread at, an alarming rate, I think that will probably make the schools go back to virtual learning, and I think we may see things starting to close back down. I think a lot of eyes are on the school systems right now, and I know the poor school systems are feeling that pressure.
Yeah, they are. In your mind, why did it take so long for the younger age group to be finally kind of, I hate to use this word, outed, but I will, for the fact that they're now one of the most susceptible age groups?
I think because parents in general did a pretty good job of isolating the kids at first, but here's the truth. You've got to find that balance between physical health, mental health, emotional health, and parents started lacking, relaxing and letting their kids be around more people, and guilty myself, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
because your kids do have social and emotional needs also, and so then they start, you know, being around each other more, practices open up, sports open up, school opens up, and they're around and exposed to a lot more people than they were in the spring and early summer. And, you know, right now that college age and teenage group are the fastest growing group, and we just have to be really, really careful and watch them closely. The other thing is a lot of teenagers don't have symptoms, and so that's why they're big spreaders of the disease, of the virus, because a lot of teenagers don't show symptoms, but then unfortunately they spread it to people who do then show symptoms.
I know one of the big concerns that I've heard now being voiced at the school level is the social affect that the masks are having on kids. They don't seem to be quite as outgoing as they used to be. What have you heard, and what do you know, and what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting. So our youth leadership council, you know, there's kids from all the high schools, and so they've started at different times this year. And, you know, we were talking to some of them at our meeting last week with social distancing and masks, but talking to them, and they just said it was very different. And, you know, it was interesting. Two of the girls said the second day was way better than the first day. And I think it's one of those things of getting accustomed to it and getting used to it, it being the new normal. My daughter started yesterday at Prairie, and she said, you know, the first half of the day was really weird, but by the end of the day, it was better. She said the hardest thing is you can't read people's faces because they're half covered.
That's the point right there.
Yeah. And the other thing that I thought was interesting was a concern for her is kids with, you know, maybe hearing difficulties and things, and, you know, teachers should be wearing maybe face masks or face shields instead of masks and those things like that. So, and I know at schools they've taken that into account, and if you have a hearing impaired child, they're trying to wear shields instead of masks, but then those kids are really getting isolated socially from their friends. So,
right.
You know, there's just so many aspects of this that they have to think about.
And the problem is this is brand new for everybody, and there's no roadmap, so to say.
No, there's not. I mean, as much as you hate to say it, it's trial and error, and it really is.
Yeah.
And doing best practices and doing the best you can and learning from your victories and learning from your mistakes and you know, just keep moving on. That's all we can do.
Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I just think, you know, parents, one of the things I think we need to think about as parents is, you know, keeping our kids safe the best that we can and, you know, limiting what they're doing outside of school, too. You know, this is a different age than when we were kids. You know, when we were kids, you pretty much hung out with the kids that you went to school with. But that's not how it is now with social media.
Mm-hmm.
So limiting, you know, contact from school to school. Yeah, they're in class all day with these, you know, this certain group of kids, but trying to limit them then from spending a lot of time with kids from other schools, because I think that could really spread things from building to building in the county. So just, you know, warning parents to be mindful of that.
Okay.
Laura Archibald, thank you for your time this morning, as always.
Thank you. You guys have a nice day.
Take care, too. Laura. Talk to you later. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Laura Archibald is part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.